Hey, what's shaking, listeners? This is Smurf.
This is Casual Ninja, and welcome to the second episode of Let's Get Canceled Podcast, where everything is raw and uncut.
Like the Snyder Cut for the Justice League movie.
I will watch that. I will watch that. Telling. DC and Marvel fans here all day, every day.
Yeah, forget Warner Brothers, though. They screwed up Justice League for us.
They screwed up everything else. Matter of fact, they screwed up all their movies, except for the animated movies. Marvel got DC beat. Mm-hmm. What can I say? Like, cartoon-wise, anime-wise, DC's on point. The real-life ones, y'all need some work.
Yeah, but you know what? The DC TV shows are actually way better than these Marvel ones.
Hell yeah. I don't like any of the Marvel animated movies. No, give me
not
the live
even
action
animated
ones.
I still feel like I watch more of, what is it, The Flash and Arrow than Jessica Jones or Daredevil.
I don't know. I got to disagree with you on that one. It's because, don't get me wrong, I watched Punisher and Daredevil before I watched Jessica Jones. Like, Jessica Jones was literally the last series of Marvel I watched on Netflix. But when it comes to DC, nah, they movies suck.
Not the movies, the TV shows, the series.
Oh, I mean, like The Flash and Arrow?
Yeah.
Yo, those
Lucifer.
Shows. Okay, Lucifer beats all those shows hands down. And I'm going to tell you why, because I don't know. They just made Flash too kiddish, too like fantasy. Like, it's like, come on, boys and girls, we can do it. Hope. What? What? He don't act like that. He's a superhero, not a cheerleader. I'm done, bro.
Hey, man, did you remember the grief? What was it, season 4 over Iris?
I do not like her character, bro. Don't get me wrong. She's bad. She can get it. But her character pisses me the fuck off, bro. I can't stand Iris. Can't do it. Mm-mm. And anybody who watches Flash religiously know what I'm talking about. Can't do it. Can't do it. She's bad. That's it. But stay out the superhero game, girl. Nah, go take a picture of his son. You're a photographer, right?
Reporter.
Yeah, report these nuts.
So back to, you hear Lucifer got pushed back, right? Season 5's not coming out yet.
You know why? Because of fucking coronavirus. I hate this shit, man.
They're 99% done. It's just some kind of ending that they haven't finished yet.
Yeah, but yo, coronavirus fucked everything up. I'm pissed, okay? I couldn't watch fucking... What? The Black Widow movie? Coronavirus. Okay? I'm mad at Chinese people right now. Okay? Oh, I thought. It's in Wuhan. I didn't know it go to Brooklyn. It go to Brooklyn. Brooklyn fall. Yeah, bro. It went to Brooklyn. It pissed. Yo.
We had it bad enough as it was.
It's bad, man. But come think of it. Right now, nobody's even wearing masks right now. It's hot today and shit.
No. We was just out there, too. It's ridiculous. And it all started after these riots, man.
Man, let me tell you.
People just forgot that there's a virus out there killing people.
Yeah, coronavirus don't exist no more, apparently, to the riots. The way people been rioting, son, I've seen riots, okay, in a city at a time. Nationwide riots? I've never seen this before. We're actually living through history right now.
Yeah, well, did you see? So I was talking about this with one of my friends the other day. He's talking about he's going to buy some of the stuff people looted because they looted the Apple store and stuff. You know that it's going to get to the point where you're going to go, you're going to buy that stuff, and the minute you turn it on, it's going to tell you that it's useless, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these phones and these TVs that people are stealing, they got some kind of security lock on them. They released in the news the other day, people who had looted the Apple store, when they first turn on their products, the first thing that says is return to such and such store where you stole it from. The authorities will be alerted and it's being tracked.
Yeah. Stealing a phone in today's age is the dumbest thing to do because you're basically stealing a tracker. Mm-hmm. It can track everything. Don't steal an iPhone. You have a better chance stealing a beeper before you steal an iPhone or whatever. We don't even got flip phones no more. Okay, take a burner phone. Take that. Don't take iPhone.
Who still has a burner phone?
They still sell them.
We advise you steal from your your criminal friends because they're the only ones who have burner phones. Oh, and the cheaters.
They won't report it. What are they going to do? Tell the cops?
Yeah, I sell drugs and this guy robbed me.
Oh, really?
Come with me, sir.
Yo, man. Nah, but these riots, though, Yo, they fucked up match doors around my job, man. They fucked up two Verizons. Like, the glass is out. You could, who needs the door? You could just walk through the fucking window. Cashier was raided. The products overflowed. It was over, bro. Over. Graffiti everywhere. They wrote, fuck pigs. Son, I like
how they're
like
destroying
this.
These stores and saying, fuck pigs, as if the cops work at these stores. They're just trying to justify whatever they want to then do, you know, oh, I got me a TV here, or I got this phone here, or I found this here.
It don't make no type of sense, because it's just like, yo, check this out. You rioting, you destroying stores in your neighborhood, right? You ain't hurting Trump. You ain't hurting the police that you hate so much right now.
Nope.
And you ain't hurting no rich white folks talking about, well, Black Lives Matter. Then why are you destroying Black people's shit?
Now, all these rich folk who want to change Brooklyn, the Bronx, and all, they going to swoop in, buy up property that people can't afford to pay for no more, gentrify it.
Gentrification.
And then you got people in the Bronx. You got hipsters out in the Bronx who are living together paying a $3,000 rent on a two-bedroom apartment where you and your baby mama can't afford. Nowhere near.
Man, first of all, I would never pay New York rent. Okay? That's like paying $3,000 for a shoebox. Like, it's four walls and that's it. All right? It's bad enough that the city is already coronavirus and everybody got the mask. It's like, I'm either going to die from coronavirus or wear this mask all day and can't breathe, so I'm going to suffocate. I can't win. You're making New York complicated enough as it is, people. Do something. I saw an article yesterday on the New York Post talking about they're going to investigate ibuprofen as a way to treat coronavirus. On that, people, I'm done. We're fucking doomed.
I heard that the other day.
We're doomed.
But wasn't it a couple months ago? Mm. I work in a pharmacy. They were saying ibuprofen has some complications.
Yeah. If you take, in the beginning, they said Advil. They said if you take Advil, that was Motrin. Or something like that, it will contribute to the death of people who die from coronavirus.
That is ibuprofen. Advil is ibuprofen.
We're
and
doomed.
So is Motrin.
We're fucking doomed. Okay, nobody knows what they're saying, because I saw an article about 2 months ago saying that if you're a couple or whatever in a sexual relationship, it's okay to have sex without your mask. And now I read another article yesterday saying that
wear a mask.
I'm like, so yeah, killing niggas now, giving wrong information.
Back and forth with it. At first, it was, 6 feet? But then, apparently, it can go up to 27 feet. Then it's a 13-foot radius.
It could last on services for 3 hours, 10 hours. You know what? Fuck it.
They go,
Fuck it.
Speaking is a way of transmitting the virus. I think we got that just from coughing, because when you cough, saliva comes out. When you speak, saliva comes out. So I'm pretty sure we made the assumption that if I speak and I have the virus, I'm going to be spreading those germs.
Mm-hmm. See,
but sadly, though, they have to tell people this, because we do have, you know, the slower part of the train that has to catch up to the rest of us.
Yeah, see, this is why I hate the news, man. I hate the media, because it's fear-mongering, all right?
Fear-marketing.
No, it's fear-mongering? You know what I'm talking about. It's basically like, they're talking about, oh, there's no cure, vaccine, 6 feet, everything else. But you ain't talking about not taking no vitamins. But you ain't talking about your liver. What's this shit called? Your defense, everything. Your health system. The fights off. I am not thinking right now.
I see that.
Yeah.
I want to see you dig your way out of this, though.
I'm not. You know what? Basically, your defense is to fight against viruses and shit. Cold, common cold, flu, all that bullshit.
Nobody's mentioned.
Yeah, nobody's mentioned the, there you go, the immune system. There you go. Had some moment right there.
nobody's talking about taking system. No kind of vitamins, no supplements, anything to keep your immune system higher. The only thing they're telling you is put a mask on, put on gloves, avoid this, disinfect that.
Exactly.
Best way to do this, though, is not only to just keep clean, but to boost your immune system. Don't just work on one area and expect that this is going to fix everything. You don't just clean one part of your house and go, well, everything else looks clean because I cleaned this area.
This is the first disease that I could actually do the cha-cha slide to. Take 6 feet. Put on gloves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Rinse, repeat. It's like, come on. It's like, If I gotta do a cha-cha dance to this disease, it's a problem.
We're gonna make a video to that. Don't worry. Instructions.
Oh, man, I hope not.
You can show off those beautiful dancing skills that you hardly got to pull out here.
Yeah, I know. And the crazy part is these riots have led to what? A curfew. I haven't had a curfew since I was 10.
How bad? Wait. Speaking of that, how bad is it in your area? Because I'm not going to lie to you. Curfew over here don't really mean shit. Like, yeah. This is a neighborhood where I still see people walking up and down the block smoking a J.
No, you know, cops be in my area doing the most because people in my neighborhood are a bit kind of rowdy a little bit. But for the most part, ain't nothing destroyed because it's already fucked up. My neighbors are already fucked up. So it's like, you know, we could do some graffiti on it, but we can't tell the difference.
I mean, we come from the same neighborhood. I know how it is, but it's not that it's fucked up. It's just we don't give a damn.
Yeah.
We never put the best foot forward. They handed us this, and we, thanks.
In a nutshell, people, 2020 sucks, okay? Kobe died, Corona lived, curfews, stimulus checks, man.
Race war.
I just want to go back to normal. Open the gym, open the basketball courts, open the bars, so I get back to my nightlife.
Yeah, you sons of bitches. You remove the rims from the baskets.
Yeah, yo. It's like, this is the closest representation of me being in prison. I don't like it. Okay? I don't like it, man. This is blowing minds completely.
Especially, you know what? You know what's worse? What's people that? Like you, single.
Yeah, man. I haven't had a chance to I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still mingling. You know? Just not mingling as much. Like, this is like, this is the first time being cock-blocked by a virus.
Telling you, I'd start investing in one of those like test packets and some kind of infrared at the door.
Yeah.
They walk in. Oh, no, I'm going to need you to walk back out. No, let's go get something to eat first. As soon as they walk out the door, close. No, bitch had the virus. Close the door.
Yeah. But it's just like now, since everybody's been locked up for months, this is why everybody's acting all rowdy and shit. Everybody's, they want to let loose. They've been locked pent up for too long.
It's all pent up aggression.
Pent up frustration. It's just like, when you got women on Instagram doing a whole thotty shit, dancing, virtual, whatever, it's like, I ain't getting off on that. It's like seeing a picture. What's a picture going to do for me? And seeing you twerk on live feed with Tory Lanez, that's not going to do shit for me. I'm sorry. So unless it's in front of me and I can feel it, if I could taste it, if I could...
Grocery man, huh?
Smell it. You know, if I can't eat the booties like groceries, I don't care. It's just that simple, okay? I'm a man with
needs.
That's
how they make their money, all that thirst trapping.
Son, if you drooling over an Instagram post, nigga, kill yourself.
Not just that. You got people paying like $12, $15. What is the OnlyFans prices?
I don't understand it.
Hey, you send me $50 a month, you can see me shake my ass in a bikini.
They got the game all fucked up. I don't get it. It's like, son, I'd rather you pay for the real thing to be at your crib. Don't jerk off to a like. What's wrong with you? Are you retarded? Yeah, I said retarded. Are you retarded? It's like, oh, I'm gonna like her. It's like, son, virtual reality? Nah, man. I need the real. I'd rather you buy a pocket pussy than fucking OnlyFans.
Pay for one of those.
OnlyFans is a pro. Pornhub is free. There's tons of free porn websites, and y'all paying bitches making a living off your thirstiness.
Sad fact is, those same chicks you probably find on those websites, because screen record exists.
Son, yep. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised. Is that half the shit y'all pay for is free on Pornhub. I wouldn't be surprised. Go check it out. Yeah, I'm ruining lives, people. I'm ruining livelihoods, man. It's like, come on. Y'all got the game all the way fucked up. Like, simps is making it hard for niggas like me out here, let me tell you. Oh, my God.
Would you date one of those?
It depends, bro. It really depends. I'm going to have to say no as my first answer because, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think any decent woman would do something like that. If there's any, hardly any decent woman out here left.
Moral issue, then.
Yeah, that moral issue is just like, nah, I can't. What the fuck are we watching? What is he doing?
I've been paying attention to the podcast. Yeah. Whatever's playing on the TV, it's the same shit from last week, the Trailer Park Boys. It was the Heimlich maneuver. Yep. What the fuck is that?
What the?
I'm not going to describe that. I'm just going to, go right back to my drink. But that, we could have went without seeing that. He was giving him the Heimlich maneuver, and it looks like someone got happy.
Watch Trailer Park Boys.
If you want to be traumatized.
Yeah. 18 over, people. 18. 18 over.
All right, so you won't date. You wouldn't date one of these OnlyFans influencers or, thirst trappers.
No.
But I'm pretty sure you'd invite them over to fuck.
Of course. It's open season. Like, they sell them the goodies. It's like selling Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, and you just want all the Nutter Butters, don't you?
You got Nutter Butters?
Yes, man, yo.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't date, but there's so many benefits to dating one of these bitches.
There is?
Free income.
I mean, yeah, if you want some pimp shit, sure, but it's just like, you made my money today, bitch.
Put on a red thong. They'll like it better.
It's like, come on. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. I'm hating a little bit. You know, I'm not at work all day dealing with people I don't like. Doing assholes and shit. You here living life because you pretty and half naked. Yeah, I'm hating a little bit.
Word, I would like to make money just to walk around my house in my boxes all day.
Yeah. But hey.
Ain't nobody want to see that.
Ain't nobody want to see that, man. But hey, life ain't fair. It is what it is. You know, that's why I don't understand why women complain so much, especially like when hoes are actually winning for once. Hoes are winning.
He said hoes winning. That's the problem. Hoes are winning.
Yeah.
Women aren't winning.
Well, I mean, hey, hoes are the contradiction to the women's movement, if you don't think so. I think so.
And there goes all the women listeners. Sorry to see you guys go.
Nah. If I piss them off, they're gonna be here. Listen. They're like, oh no, he didn't.
They go to his dumb ass again. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Say something stupid with your little friend.
I mean, like, yo, it's like, you acting like, what you gonna do, shame me? Oh, who hurt you? Son, who didn't hurt me? Why do you keep showing this shit?
See, this is why you don't leave a TV on.
Oh.
Looks like he's giving it to him.
I'm traumatized right now.
You know what? Matter of fact, hold on. What was he saying? He was saying something right there.
I'm traumatized right now.
He was showing it to him.
That's not the way you're supposed to do the fucking Heimlich, man. Oh.
What the fuck is this?
Fucking God, bro.
A man saves overweight, bisexual,
sexual.
They called him a bisexual wiener choker? Oh, shit.
This shit is ridiculous.
Son, but I ain't gonna lie, I don't know why he gave him the Heimlich like that, bro. I don't know why he gave him the Heimlich.
That's
like
how
that.
They do it in the trailers, apparently.
Don't touch me then. Just let me die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what I was saying about the hoes being a contradiction to the women's movement, it's just like, this, don't get me wrong, there's decent women out there. They just hard to find. And at the same time, hoes don't make it any easier for them. Because whatever the hoes do, got men thinking, oh, I want Shorty to do this. And when your Shorty don't do that, he going to be looking for that side piece. I'm pretty sure the Shorty's got side pieces, too. Man, everybody got a side piece nowadays, man. The whole loyal shit, that shit out the fucking window now. Probably not for all, but most people.
Most people?
Yeah, most people. Yeah.
Damn, this man has little faith left.
I got no faith left, man. Mm. I got no faith left. No hope. Done.
See, I done warned you to sit down a while ago.
Look, man, all my friends are talking about, they're surprised I don't got kids yet because the way I was wilding growing up.
Yeah, you should have like two or three out there right now running the world.
I'm pretty sure I don't. It's like...
No, I'm pretty sure you do.
Nah. Trust me, I've been hearing that shit since high school. Surprised you got no kids yet. I'm like, damn, was I that wild? And when I think about it, yes, I was.
Making you a hoe.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am a man a hoe. Yeah. No,
he's just a hoe.
No,
it's not a man hoe, it's just a hoe.
No, am I?
Yeah, you are.
I'm a pleaser. I like to please women.
You know what? In the words of one of my friends, she's going to know who it is. Use a puta sucia.
What that supposed to
That's
mean?
A dirty whore.
I mean, I showered today, so I'm a clean whore.
You dirty whore.
Oh, man. You fucking stupid, bro.
Again, though, let's get back, because you just keep dodging, so you won't. You wouldn't date one, but you'd fuck one. What's the problem? What's the real problem? Her issue, she's confident in showing herself up, no?
Well, let me ask you, would you date one?
Why not?
You said why not?
Why not?
So you don't care about the whole world just seeing your girl?
Let them be jealous. As long as she ain't out there putting her twat all out there without me. As long as I get in the video too, hey, high five.
Oh, so you want to share the fame, bro?
We could do it together. As simple as that.
I don't know, bro.
I pop up a surprise. Just like, let my wife be doing an OnlyFans. Hey, guys, I'm going to walk up right behind her. Boom, dick on the shoulder. Right there.
I mean, hey, to each his own. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't give it a shot. I would just do it to say I did it.
Just to say you did it.
Yeah, just see what it's like. Well, look at this. I mean, sex all the time. Why not?
Get paid to have fun.
Yeah, that's a positive right there. That's a benefit. You mentioned benefits. That's a benefit right there.
There you go.
Okay, you might have a point right there.
And she's probably got an upgraded libido. She's like, shit, it's 3 o'clock. I need to make another video. You sitting there in the back like, again? We just went at it like an hour ago. I need a recharge. I haven't had a Red Bull. You're going to be the bitch.
That would be awesome. Except for the bitch part. I don't want to be a bitch. I just got to take another Red
Bull. Every guy dreams of it until his girl's got more umph for it. Like, listen, we need to make these videos every 3-4 hours. These niggas are thirsty. Let's give them what they're looking for. And you milked out right there. You're done. It's like, it's powder. It's dust shooting out, baby. It's nothing. You ain't going to have no money shot.
Nah, I would love to date a sexaholic. Just to see what it's like. I would.
So then what movie was it? It was a movie or a TV show, but we need to set you up. Take you to one of those sexaholic meetings. That's where you just prey upon them. It's like, boom. Well, you know, the best way to get through this is to fall right back into it first.
Oh, I would love to go to that meeting just to fuck with them.
Oh, my God.
I would love to go this to that meeting just to fuck. I really would. I'd be like, yeah, girl. You know, I can't stop beating them.
This man will go up, they ask him, do you want to share? And what he does is try to just say whatever shit it is to turn every woman on in that room.
Oh, I know, man. Like, I would
That's
just
like
ask
bringing
her,
alcohol to an AA meeting.
Yeah, I would just ask her, I'd be like, hey, girl, so what you in for? So what's your trigger? Oh, you know, every time I see peanut butter, I just can't get enough. Really? Well, I kind of happen to have this Jiffy in my pocket. Dead ass. Like,
I'm pretty sure this is why Bill Cosby got in trouble.
Oh, Bill Cosby? Man, what can I say? I used to mock him when I was a kid, too. That dude was funny to mock.
Everybody liked to mock him.
Yeah, but who knew he was like a... Pops. Yeah, who knew he was a download, like, rapist?
Apparently some people did.
And they didn't do nothing.
No, I mean, it was hard, apparently. How do you really say anything about somebody like Bill Cosby?
I don't know. You know what I'm mad about? I'm mad they arrested Bill Cosby first, because we had evidence of R. Kelly for years. They should have got him first.
He kept singing songs about this type of stuff.
Dead ass.
Listen to his music, and you're sitting there now. You can't listen to music and think, oh, yeah, I'm about to make love to baby girl. Now you really... Wait a minute. Is he singing about that 16-year-old girl he had in that closet?
Might be.
Like, mm-mm. The sad fact is, you see how quickly they arrest these men?
Mm-hmm.
And the shit they do to them?
Mm-hmm.
Every day, Trump's got a new number.
Well, Trump, man, that... I don't know. I hate talking about that guy. That guy's a fucking trip, bro.
He's making shit worse. He is making shit worse.
Yeah, he don't care about
this country
at all.
You see the fences they put up in front of his white house?
Yeah.
That's going to protect him, sure.
He don't care. When they was having riots in D.C.
I'm telling you, he's enjoying this. He's enjoying this.
I'm pretty sure he's like, look at all the riot people getting coronavirus right now.
That man, he don't care about the coronavirus either. He wants some kind of like struggle. He's racist.
We're doomed.
Yeah, we are. I swear to God, he better not win again.
Fucking
that man wins again, and nobody revolts, that'll go to show you that we are punk as people.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Between coronavirus, riots, and curfews, I'm going to just say fuck it for the year. Because this year has been up to... We haven't had a chance to even enjoy the year since it got here. It's just been taking bodies and throwing blows and shit.
6 months and like 4 or 5 different issues.
Mm-hmm. And it's only going to get worse. Well, matter of fact, let me take that back. I hope it don't get worse. I need to get better.
If it gets worse, I'm giving up my American citizenship and I'm going to Switzerland.
Man, if it gets worse, I'm going to date a girl on OnlyFans.
Oh, man.
They'd be like, we're doomed anyway. No one's going to care.
Come on. Like, really? At this point, what does it matter?
I just want another stimulus check.
You want another stimulus check?
Just so I could stack my money, man. Get rich out here.
Listen, speaking of that, a lot of people still need their assistance. We have fun and everything, but it still goes to show, like, there are people that are not as beneficial as we are right now in this situation.
Politics suck.
You got to keep, you know, what you're doing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing what I'm doing going on, and we're still in our houses. We're still being able to put food on the table where other people aren't.
Politics suck, and I'm going to tell you why. Because we got this many people suffering, and the Senate is on some, well, just wait and see. Motherfucker, if it was your family, you won't be on some less wait and see bullshit. But since it ain't y'all comfy and rich and shit, you don't give two shit about the American people, man. So I feel bad for the people out there.
I had seen a post saying,
prayers out to them.
I can't remember word for word video would, but it goes something about... When you should start paying attention to shit,
mm-hmm.
when the people who aren't bothered by the stuff that's going on right now
mm-hmm.
become bothered. Because right now, people of power, congressmen are sitting in their house, nobody's messing with their neighborhoods and shit.
Yeah.
They're sitting just nice and pretty, politicians.
Mm.
Nice upper class neighborhoods and all that. We're the ones destroying our stuff. But that at the end of the day, all those fires you're doing... You're going to have to walk down that block at some point.
True. I feel like this year is a eye-opener for a lot of people. Like, a real not that eye-opener, but it's just like... it's like a real eye-opener. They can see what politicians is like in an actual crisis. Like, boom, people... Like, hundreds of people died. Like, hundreds of thousands of people have died. Now we got riots. So it just went bad to worse. Not to mention the people who got arrested from the riots or who got killed from the riots. So it's just like 2020 is going to be the year with the most bodies, yo, I'm telling you.
We're Americans. We like to set the records. We want to be number one in everything. If we were to add, you know, mass shootings to the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
America would bring in the gold every year.
Yeah, if you want to be number one in good shit, not hard.
I want to be. Look at how quick the cases of corona jumped up to number one.
21,000 new cases, people.
No, remember when it first started out, America's in second place. It was like a race.
Mm-hmm.
We got the number one real quick. He's out there screaming, we're number one. People were, But again, did you see all these videos online? People licking stuff in supermarkets, coughing all over the place.
I do not feel bad for them. So
I'm telling you, know how many times I've told my wife, don't let me amass money. Don't let me get rich. I will do what I can to start bills where I can purge night, find this motherfucker, kill him. These people, no, there is no court system for this. Just cut his head off. Cut it off.
How sucky does your life have to be to lick a toilet seat? To get attention. Like, are you that ignored in your personal life that you just got to go that extreme for attention?
So I was discussing this with someone earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm trying to, like, let them see what the problem is. Just like that journalist and some of these people that are using the riots and the protests, they go up and they take a picture of something that looks like they're supporting, but then mm-hmm. gone. Like, I'm seeing people, I swear to God, and I hate it from both sides, men and women.
I hate celebrities. I hate celebrities because I feel like they, in situations like this and in times like this, they make things worse. Like, they just clout chasing. It is on the bandwagon.
You know, it's not all celebrities, though. I feel like these are more the YouTube influencers and stuff.
Them
like,
too. They're not excused from it.
Come on. Use your platform to send a positive message. Hate begets hate, first off.
Yeah.
All you're doing is making people more angry about a situation that they're already angry about.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you are against the Black Lives Matter movement, then stand your fucking ground. Don't be like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize what I was saying.
Yeah, because you just don't want to lose your fame.
Yeah, you don't want to lose your fame, your money, endorsements. Nah.
See for what you are.
Nah, fucking apology. That's how I feel. Nah, everybody want to put out, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean what I meant to say. But, you know, for shizzle. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, Black Lives Matter, I'm sorry. It's like, come on, son. You going to have a change of heart that quickly? Like, the next day? And I'm supposed to believe you?
That's like, caca, nah.
It's like, come on. Nobody have a change of heart that fast, man. So when he starts, like, oh, I'm sorry. Nah, stick to your position. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Word.
It's that simple. Fuck a public apology. I refuse to give a public apology.
That's what we call closet racism.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these people that issue apologies for what they... No, they felt the way they felt. And right now, they're just protecting their brand. That's all.
That's it. They don't really care. It's like, first of all, let me tell you why I hate celebrities, bro. They talk about Black Lives Matter, this, now, and the third. Let me tell you something. The police see y'all ass, they ain't fucking with y'all. Period. So when you jump on the bandwagon, I'm not saying you can't, but just like play your position correctly. Okay? You're a celebrity. You know they're not going to fuck with you. If they pull up a Beyonce, you think they're going to fuck with her? No. They're not stupid. I'm just saying. Like if you, any type of famous celebrity that got some type of clout, they ain't going to fuck with you. Ain't not Joe Blow like me, regular black dude in the hood. Okay? They'll fuck me because they got nothing to lose. Just saying. But no. Don't listen to me.
Of course not. But we know.
Mm.
Like, we don't go through it.
Hey, I'm not riding. Jesus wouldn't want me to do that. I got work.
Listen, as much as I want to show support and everything, first thing first, I got a baby girl at home, bro. I get into an argument all the time when somebody, oh, but you got to stand up and fight. Listen, the only loyalty I have is to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. My family, my wife, and my kid. That's all. When someone says, oh, they disrespected these people, I'm like, I'm not going to sit down and put myself on that team right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Only loyalty I got.
Like, I get this heavy shit out there, mm-hmm. But come on. We all make jokes. Not everybody's saying something that they mean.
Pretty much. Only loyalty I got to is my pockets. You know why? Because I never met a dollar I didn't like.
But you're always getting rid of them.
Shut up.
Only thing you're loyal to is your dick.
Nah.
You were to be offered a steak, you know, a nice steak meal at one of the finest restaurant, or sex with this hot bitch over here. I see you taking door number two.
Bro, I ain't gonna front. I got so many bitches lined up. I got so many lined up, so I'm telling you, this is going to be a great summer. This is going to be a great summer.
Nigga, stay away from me after summer.
Yeah, great. Dead ass, man. It's going to be a great summer. Like, June just started. It's going to be a lot of Plan Bs being purchased, I'll tell you that.
Wow. Raw dogging.
Raw dog.
This nigga. No,
hang on a lot. Yeah, I've raw dogged a lot of chicks. In my life.
We need to invest in one of those plastic screens.
No, don't worry, no. I'm clean. I've been tested numerous times in my life, but no, I've raw dog a lot of chicks. I'm surprised. I didn't realize it. I mean, I was.
And yet no kids, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm positive. I got no
You're
kids.
You're positive. You know, did they tell you? Did all of them be honest with you?
No, I'm named
the first three bitches. Let's see if you still remember when's the last time you spoke to them. Sure, it hasn't been like 9 through 18 months.
The first three bitches that I fucked,
yeah.
From years ago.
Mm-hmm. It's been months.
It's been years.
Oh yes, there's probably a 3-4-year-old running around out there.
I mean, sure they got a kid, but it ain't mine.
You sure about that?
Too ugly.
Let's get that D. Let's go. What was his name? Maury.
Maury Povridge. Nah, I'm good.
That's Maury make you poor, bitch.
that's a great last name. Wish I would have thought of that. Motherfucker.
You know Greg Popovich?
No, who's that?
What is it, the coach from the Spurs, San Antonio Spurs? Know why his name is that?
Why is his name?
Because he will pop a bitch. You don't see how he blows up?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. You know, no, Popovich is one of the funniest guys in the league.
Really?
Ask him a question. Oh, man, what do you think what do you think happened out there? What the hell? You didn't watch the same game I watched?
Oh, he's one of those guys. Okay.
He's okay. Like, so what do you think you guys should focus on doing? Playing basketball. That's what.
Oh, so he don't tolerate no foolishness.
And yet he's funny though. Man's hilarious. It's just he's so serious, that tone.
Oh shit, I got to put my phone on silent.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man? We in the middle of this.
I keep forgetting about that, man. The hoes keep on hitting me up.
She can wait.
Not until tonight.
Dick pics come after 9. There's a rule.
Shit, I haven't sent a dick pic in years either, bro. It's like,
oh man,
it's like if a girl wanted to see it, she gonna have to just, you know, make an appointment or just show up unannounced. Either way, you know, as long as I'm available.
Man, I would not be sending any of those things right now in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
You send it once, boom, it's already all over the internet.
Yeah, well,
listen, my phone heard me talk to me and my wife were talking about a toy for our daughter.
Mm.
First thing that happens when I get on Instagram, that toy is the ad.
Oh.
We weren't near the phone was just sitting on the table.
Mm.
On sleep. Why did you advertise a toy that me and my wife were talking about?
You know what you do in that situation? You grab your phone, you look at the screen, be like, mind your business. Just mind your business.
Throw that phone out the window, man.
I'm pretty sure all phones are programmed like that and they just listening.
Yeah, so when you send a message, you send all them tit pics, send all them dick pics. Somebody else is getting a copy.
Hey, you Chinese motherfuckers listening? Let me tell you something.
That's how leaks happen.
Hey, Muha China, fuck are you? How about that? Fuck are you?
You got issues with the Chinese people.
Son, this is all their fault.
You ever seen that movie, The Interview?
James Franco, Seth Rogen,
you're going to end up in that situation with the fucking leaders of China.
I'm a bag of Korean bitch with big titties.
I didn't see the movie. I know that they hated him out there, though.
That happened in the movie. He bagged a Korean chick with big titties.
So you're going to bag a freaking Chinese chick with big titties? I don't see that happening.
I gotta get yellow fever first. You know, I'm not saying that's
yellow fever.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a corona symptom, but yellow fever. I'll look it up. I'll try to get it. Mm-hmm. Now I'll go from, oh shit, look at that shorty, to, ooh.
Yo, oh my god, yo. If we have any Chinese, you know, dignitaries that's listening,
we're gonna get canceled.
I am not affiliated with this man.
Yes, he is.
His thoughts are his own. This is not scripted. So it came from him.
So we're gonna get
I'm just
canceled.
Helping.
Yo, we're gonna get canceled. We're done.
Like we said, it's rent. Who cares?
Definitely ranted today.
Yeah, because we really had it's just so much bad stuff going on right now. To then make fun of things, it's just hard. But to let out all this steam, it just feels good.
Yeah, it's been a rough week, everyone. So yeah, I know the podcast is normally laughs and giggles, but we had to just blow some steam off today.
Shit, you had people outside your business.
Mm-hmm.
Rather not say what it is, but they, you know, they were all out there, and it looked dangerous with the amount of people that they were there.
Yeah, so you made me sound like Tommy from Martin. Like, you know what I do for a living. Man, you ain't got no job. Nah,
well,
bro.
We can't say what you do. It's dangerous to say this type of information out there.
I have a regular job, people. That's it. I'm a whore.
Yeah, I sling this beach atasso like 2 to 3 times a week. That's how I cover my rent.
Yeah. I got clientele. That's what it is.
Yeah. You can, if you're looking to make appointments, you can find me at King Beach Otaso, anywhere where you look up for sex.
Yeah, and you can find you can find me on kingdingling.com. There you go. Yeah, I'll be on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ladies only.
Well, I'm actually looking forward to, now that we have the right equipment, we'll be able to be posting our gaming footage and all those other videos.
Like I said, a lot of things are going to come to the podcast, people. Eventually, this podcast is going to be on video. We get to see us personally, be a fucking fool.
You'll be able to see the other people that we have involved.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is going to be fun. We already have a couple people in mind. Yes, you assholes.
Yeah.
That have talked to us.
Interviews will be coming soon. They can talk about whatever they want. Anything you want to hear? Matter of fact, hey, if you guys got suggestions, comment down below or send us a message.
We'd love to listen. Tackle anything.
Mm-hmm. And then anybody who's been feeling frustrated like we have been these past few weeks, we understand. You know, we're trying to be your voice for you, those who are not being heard, because we do live in some serious times, regardless of all the jokes and things we're saying right now.
Yes.
So just, you know, I'm praying for everybody. Shout out to everybody. And we're going to get through this. I'm pretty sure we've seen worse times than this. So, yeah.
Hit us up. We could also have you on, discuss anything. Remember, this is the Plain Janes and Joes.
Plain Jane. No filter? No makeup?
Damn, bro, really?
Well, just saying.
You gonna try to fuck the bitch? It's a hypothetical bitch.
I mean, hypothetical, that means she could be interested.
Swear to God, I'm glad I don't have no sharpenings in here.
What does that mean?
Anything with a hole.
You're a bug. Are you crazy?
I swear to God, you're exactly like the fire guy. What is it? Adam Sandler played in Chuck and Larry. You're exactly like Chuck.
Oh, you call me Quagmire?
If my pencil movie. Sharpener had a freaking skirt on it, I'd have to hide it.
I'm surprised you didn't say American Pie.
Stifler?
Yeah.
Wow.
When he fucked the pie and everything?
No, that was Biggs.
Yeah. He's like, fuck your... Oh, yeah, Stifler. He was like, fuck your right, doggy. Yeah, who missed American Pie? Yeah, I miss American Pie.
I've actually seen all their movies.
Yeah, me too.
I even started going off to the National Lampoon's like Beta House. They had like the stories of Stifler families.
Yeah,
and stuff. Those were hilarious movies.
Stifler's mom could get it though.
Really?
She could get it.
Do you remember who that chick was?
Yeah, she was white with big titties. I never knew her name.
That bitch had an ugly face. Annoying attitude.
That's okay. You just fuck her at night, or you fuck with the lights out.
Knife fighter. Just hit when she ring the doorbell on the way down, open the door, just hit every light switch on the way down.
Just call it a bad memory, bro.
Wow, a bad memory.
Bro, let me tell you something. Every dude who is single, who got a side chick, whatever, they all got that one chick they smashed and they didn't want nobody to know. I'm just keeping real with you, okay? Just keeping real.
So you're admitting that you fucked someone that you didn't want to fuck.
I did in the past, you know, not recently, but yeah, I've had moments like that. I've had a chick I've met on Tinder one time. She same day we met, she came through 3 o'clock in the morning.
Gave you that Amazon delivery?
Yeah, worse, huh? came through the same night, and brother got the cheeks.
You ain't want nobody to know about them cheeks, though.
I mean, she wasn't ugly, but. She wasn't attractive either.
we're gonna talk about that one.
Yeah, I know. Am I mean? I'm just being honest. I mean, that's just my opinion. I got a preference. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Everybody's the same way. Yeah. I mean, we're not gonna say everybody's the same, but you know, we all have a vanity issue when it comes to others' looks.
Mm-hmm.
What floats your boat might not float mine.
Pretty much. And besides, like all those girls that be on the OnlyFans and shit, most of them got their tits done, their ass done, tummy tucks, all that good shit. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure a majority of them go to the gym.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. The show's still playing. I don't know.
Yeah, I got distracted for a second because this show is fucking retarded. No, but yeah, I'm pretty sure the majority of these chicks do go to the gym and work out just to keep it right, keep it tight. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah, but I'm sure they're getting it in, so.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I'm done ranting. How about you?
I mean, I think I can keep going, but at this point, we're just wasting people's time.
Probably. I mean, what else you got to rant about?
How much time do you got?
Not enough. I'm tired. I'm hungry. You know, I just want to take a shower and go to bed.
Yeah, let's just call it here.
All right, guys, we out of here. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll be here next week. Hopefully America is still here and we're still intact.
This is Smurf.
This is Casual Ninja. We out.
Later, Tater.
Peace. And it's what?